Belinda presents this unabridged recording of My Brother Ben, written by Peter Carnavis and read by Jesse Vasiliadis. We sat in the boat, facing each other. I gripped the side and a piece of white paint flaked off under my fingernail. Ben lay back, put his hands behind his head and closed his eyes. "This is it, Lukey. A life on the water." I lay back too and rested my head on the rough wooden edge. Water lapped nearby and Maggie sang from a tall tree. Nearly a year after we'd found her, she was still with us, scratching around the veranda, keeping watch from the roof and singing outside our bedroom almost every morning.
"Where should we go?" Ben said.
I closed my eyes, just like him. Imagine the water rocking me along, taking me anywhere I wanted.
"Let's go and find that eagle's nest."
"The big one?"
"Yep, white-bellied sea eagle."
We lay like that for a while. Ben whistled a lazy tune. A few swamp hens honked to each other, far away. Then Maggie squawked and Ben jolted up.
"Quick, someone's coming."
We grabbed our stuff, his shirt, my sketchbook, and jumped out of the boat, landing hard on the ground. We hadn't really been on the water. It wasn't even our boat. Just an old dinghy tied to a tree in someone's backyard. A man's voice yelled and we sprinted out of the yard, through the bush and down to the creek. Our feet slapped along the muddy bank. We dodged mangrove shoots and dipped under branches. Climbed over rocks, kicked through scrub, and didn't stop until we reached the jumping tree. We collapsed on the ground and caught our breath. Ben's feet were cut up and I had scratches all over my legs. He walked ankle deep into the salt water to soak his feet. We were both hurting and puffed, but my head tingled with the excitement of it all.
"Who was that guy?"
I said.
"Did you see him?"
"Dunno."
He lifted a foot to inspect the cuts.
"Good job keeping up for once."
"Me? I was faster than you."
He smiled. We both knew it wasn't true. I sat on the bank and brushed dirt off my hands.
"Lucky we didn't get caught, though."
It was the last thing Mum needed, us getting in trouble. She was already working till dark and doing everything herself.
"He was never going to catch us," said Ben. "No one knows the creek like us."
"You mean no one knows the edge of the creek like us?"
Everyone with a boat knew the rest of it, the deep channels and secret inlets. And even though we all called it a creek, it was much bigger, more like a cross between a river and a lake, a band of salty brown water that snaked behind the houses and breathed up and down with the tides. Some parts were narrow enough to throw a rock to the other side, but most of it was wide like the school oval. I opened my sketchbook and made a few pencil marks in the shape of a heron. Ben started to climb.